Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Jess Kelly is with us once again for the Tech Takeover. Jess, what's on the agenda this week?
We are facing into one of the busiest times for online shopping. Between Cyber Monday, well, Black Friday first, then Cyber Monday, and then obviously the Christmas shopping as well, there's going to be an awful lot going on. And so with that in mind, we have teamed up with Bank of Ireland because it's also International Fraud Awareness Week. And Bank of Ireland is looking to remind everyone to stop, think and check. One of the biggest offenders in this world is something that I'm sure you've been impacted by, I have, and that is the humble text message. These are scam texts that land on your phone purporting to be from the toll bridge company, purporting to be from your electric provider, whatever it may be. We all get them. I spoke with Detective Superintendent Michael Crine of the Garda Economic Crime Bureau and asked him if these are big contributors to the level of online fraud crime that we see in this country, or are they just a nuisance?
It is far more than nuisance. It is huge money been stolen in these frauds. In the period 2001 to 2024, there's close on about 60 million reported stolen in Ireland in these frauds. What we call smishing, vishing, and account takeover, which is the ultimate. Even this year, for the first 8 or 9 months, you're talking about 13 million stolen. So that gives you an idea of the amounts of money that's been stolen in these crimes. The advice is always to report. First of all, get onto your bank and see, can your bank do a recall and get an account frozen that the money has gone to? The money invariably moves from your account into a money mule account. And that money mule, the money mules, as I've said all the time, are an integral part of this organized crime. And this is organized crime, absolutely. Don't let anybody think it's not. Don't let anybody think this is an individual sitting at home in their bedroom on their computer or phone. This is organized crime, from the recruitment of the money mules to the creation of the original sites to the social engineering that goes on to the scripts they use when they're contacting the injured parties or the victims. This is organized crime. So report it to the Gardaí, because we can trace, well, we can certainly trace where the money goes and who the money mule is. And from the money mule, then we can sometimes or oftentimes recruit or identify who recruited them and move up the criminal organization to fairly high up the criminal organization. And oftentimes that comes from a small amount of money that was reported stolen. It was laundered through a money mule account. From that money mule, we work up the chain, shall we say, of the criminal organization. So it's vitally important that you report.
I wonder, do people report them? Are people reluctant? Are they a bit embarrassed? Or they just don't have any confidence that it's going to be solved?
This is something that I hear time and again. People will contact me saying, you know, I think I've been scammed. What do I do? But they won't report it to the guards. And what I would say to anyone who has been in the situation or ever finds himself in this situation, the reason why the scammers do this is because it works. So you're not the only person in the world to fall for it. They have gone through the roof in terms of sophistication over the last 5 years or so.
It's organized crime, as he just said.
It's organized crime. They invest in it. They make fake websites. They invest in phone numbers. They invest in the tech infrastructure. As you heard, there are multiple parts to this organized crime. They have the go-between men. Like, it's very sophisticated. But the reason why you need to report it, so firstly, it's so investigations can happen. Perhaps you can get your money back, but also to give us real information as to what is happening. A few years ago, not that long ago, it would have been like catching smoke to try and do these types of investigations. But An Garda Síochána and indeed the banks, again, have invested to try and crack down on this. It's not nice. It's not pleasant. You feel like an idiot. Like, it happens. I completely understand how it happens. But I think that's part of this fraud week from Bank of Ireland. The key message here is to stop, think and check. And by that I mean, so our dear colleague Ciara Kelly told me the story that she was driving across the M50. A few days later, she got a text And it was for a toll fee. I think it was 250 or something like that. She thought, oh, sugar, I need to pay that. It wasn't legitimate. She lost a significant amount of money. I have heard from people who'd ordered birthday presents online, got a text from what was purporting to be on post, needed the birthday presents, so wanted to pay the customs. Their account was cleared out. So these things are happening. They're very sophisticated. What I would say is, if a text comes through to your phone purporting to be from any provider, go to that provider's website. Do not click through on a link that comes in via text or email. Go to the website. If it's on post, if it's the toll, whatever it is, go to the website and log in. If you can't do that, it's going to be a pain in the face, but pick up the phone and call them. It's not worth...
Put them on speakerphone, make the dinner, do a bit of laundry, whoever the floor, because it takes ages.
Just suck it up, because it is better to be inconvenienced than massively out of pocket.
What I am getting now in my phone, and I'm looking at one right now, is a text message and it says, likely scam.
Yes.
So this, is everybody getting those?
Yes. This is something that Comreg has introduced over the last wee while. So... because of the prevalence of these scams, and we also saw some scammers taking over legitimate numbers. So my bank is Bank of Ireland. I have legitimate text verification codes, and the scammers are able to hijack those numbers and put messages in there. So what Comreg did was put the onus on any provider that uses those text verification methods to register the number with Comreg. Anyone who didn't do that faced getting that likely spam or likely scam tag on it. They still have time. I think it's still being worked out and ironed out. But once this full database is in place, if you're a business or if you're a scammer and you're trying to do this, the dream is that those texts will be blocked. So you won't actually get them at all.
Because actually the text that I got was a legitimate text.
So this is part of the, you know, Adrian Weckler, our colleague from the Irish Independent, wrote about this not that long ago, that some patients at St. James's Hospital weren't getting patient or appointment information because of this. It's not a perfect system, but it is a real stepping stone. I've interviewed previous ministers with responsibility for communications over the years, and they have consistently said there's more that could be done on the network side of things to try and clamp down on this. But until this system is absolutely perfect, again, the key message here is stop, think and check. Verify everything. Do not put your information into any website. Never give your details over the phone. Just don't do it. It is genuinely not worth it.
Okay, what other tips have you got for people who are, let's face it, going to be using their card online to do online shopping in the next few weeks?
The easiest one, and this is a huge one, if you're a social media user like me and you're seeing ads and offers popping up on social media, great prices for clothes, makeup, tech, whatever it is, before you click through and buy, go to Trustpilot. Trustpilot is a free website. You put in the name of whatever business and you will see instantly, thanks to the starred system, if a website is legit, if the products are good quality, if the service is good, if the delivery is on time. That's sort of my go-to. Anytime anyone texts me saying, what do you think about this website? I'll just go to Trustpilot. It's free. It's easy. It's there. Just do that. The next thing is be password savvy and smart. You're going to be prompted to sign up to websites for, 10% off or free delivery or whatever it may be. When you're creating these accounts, just be very cautious about a few things. So firstly, your password and your username. Please don't use password 1234. Even if it's for something, a website that you're not going to use again, just don't do it. If it's a website that you're not going to frequent, or if you're in any way unsure, don't save or store your card details to that website. There is no need for that to happen. The other one, and this is a big one, is having multi-factor authentication in place on all of your cards. Whether it is a credit card, a debit card, a Revolut card, whatever it is, go into your bank's app and ensure that you have that in place. It's essentially your first line of defense if and when someone tries to use your account. You'll get a text, you'll get a push notification saying, is this you, yes or no? Just have it in place. If you never have to encounter it, if it causes you a few seconds of inconvenience every time you go to make a purchase, it is completely worth it. And then the final thing is just make sure that you are You're looking for the padlock symbol on websites.
This is to show you've got a secure connection.
Exactly. But also that the website, the back end of the website that you're buying from is secure. So if you go to any website, you'll see HTTP and then the website address. A secure website will have HTTPS and the little padlock symbol. And so that little symbol indicates if a website is secure or not. I would never, ever, ever even put my first name into a website that doesn't have that. It's very, very simple. It's a really quick telltale if a website is safe or not. And if you keep these steps in mind, you will absolutely, fingers crossed, be safe.
Okay, and pay attention to your own instincts. If it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's a duck.
100%. There, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. All the cliches come into play. I know everyone's going to be under pressure to try and buy loads, spend loads of money and all the rest. Just don't do it, please. And if you do get targeted, go to the guards.
Or contact Jess Kelly. That's what she said earlier.
I'm not giving my email out. But get onto the guards and report it. Get onto your bank. Get them to freeze your account. There are supports in place. Things can be done to help. So just please don't suffer in silence and let people know.
What is your top tech tip for this week, Jess?
Well, it's in keeping with this theme. And again, it's something that's very easy to do. I have it with my Revolut card. You can create a disposable or a virtual card. So when you're online shopping, it's a one-time card number. It only works for that one purchase. And it means that if a website is compromised or if someone gets your details, it's useless to them because it's only good for one transaction.
Oh, very good.
There you are now.
And your tech recommendation?
I sat down and binged watched The Hack on Virgin Media Player. Did you watch it?
No.
Oh, it's so good. It's David Tennant and Robert Carlyle. Starring,
like those two actors?
They're phenomenal. But it's telling the story of the phone hack. And it's telling the story of how The Guardian first uncovered that this was going on at the News of the World. It tells the details of the police officers who tried to pass information to journalists to expose elements of this. It goes into the impact that the phone hacking had on people like the family of Millie Dowling. Like Dowler, all of that, the really intricate emotional side. It is a fictionalized version in that, you know, it's based on books of people who were involved. But obviously it's been exaggerated ever so slightly, but it is phenomenal. And if you're in any way interested in the phone hacking scandal and what happened and the people who made things happen to expose this, I would highly recommend it. All of the episodes are up now on the Virgin Media Player.
And remember, for more information on Fraud Week, do see bankofireland.com/security-zone. Jess Kelly, thanks as always.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.